Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working!
Well, excuse me. Welcome to Volume 81 of Radio Free Bongo. I am your host, Bongo Johnny, and we're going to do something for you tonight I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to call this one Hobos, Kings, and Queens. Let's start off with some songs about them hobos.
Some hobo without family or friends, where another man's life might begin, that's exactly where mine ends. I have tried my hand at bribery, blackmail, and deceit, and I've time for everything except begging on the street. Where once I was rather prosperous, there was nothing I did lack. I had 14 karat gold in my mouth and silk upon my back, but I did not trust my brother, I carried him to blame, which led me to my fatal doom, to wander off in shame. Kind ladies and kind gentlemen, soon I will be gone, but let me just warn you all before I do pass on. Stay free from petty jealousies, live by no man's code, hold your judgment for yourself, lest you wind up on this road.
There was a time when lonely men would wander through this land, rolling aimlessly along. So many times I've heard of their sad story, written in the words of dead men's songs. Down through the years, many men have yearned for freedom. Some found it only on the open road. So many tears of blood have filled around us, cause you can't always do what you are told. Please tell me, where have all the hobos gone to? I see no fire burning down by the rusty railroad track. Could it be that time has gone and left them tied up in life's eternal traveling sand? Last Sunday night, I wrote a letter to my loved ones. I signed my name and knew I'd stayed away too long. There was a time when my heart was free to wander, and I remember, as I sing this hobo song, traveling sand.
Solo, there was nothing that no one knew. He used to be a
children who live in L.A. Oh, they miss their dear daddy who's gone so far away. But they still have his picture. He's hung on the wall. Now he's just an old hobo asleep out in the hall. So low, there was nothing no one to do. He used to be a gambling man, just like you. Until he sank so low, there was nothing no one to do.
Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and a weary hand to brush away the cold. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Outside, the rain was falling on that lonesome boxcar door. But the little farm of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. As the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
Are a bum.
You know, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he'd dance for you. And worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. You do the old soft shoe. Jump so high, you know he jumped so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Cell down in New Orleans. All right. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. Yes, he talked of life. He laughed and slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles, and then he danced a lick across the cell. Hey, he grabbed his pants for a better stance, so he jumped up high, high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, you know he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on, Dan. This is really a true story, you know. A lot of people have heard the song, and well, at least Jerry Jeff tells me it's a true story. And I played guitar with Jerry Jeff Walker for about 2 years, and we did this song every night for 2 years, and I never got tired of it. Jerry got a little tired of it. At night after the clubs had closed, we'd do horrible things to it. But it's a true story. This guy, Bojangles, was a street dancer in New Orleans, and what he'd do is he'd go from bar to bar, and he'd put money in the jukebox or get somebody else to do it, and then he'd either dance or pantomime the tune, right? And for that, people would buy him drinks and get him pretty drunk, and then he'd go on to the next bar and next one until it was closing time, and then he'd go and do it the next night. And after a few nights of this, he'd end up on the corner, and the cops would pick him up, and they'd take him to the drunk tank, which is where Jerry Jeff met him. Jerry Jeff wasn't there on a research project. I mean, the way I got that story, I may have that wrong, but the way I got that is that he propositioned the right woman at the right time in the wrong place. And her husband, the bartender, called the cops, and they took Jerry to the parish jail. And this guy just talked for 3 days in the cell about, you know, what he got. Said he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him had traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, his dog up and died. 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in the honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. Shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Thank you.
pretty, I thought I would take me a look inside. I saw so much food, there was water coming from my eye. Yeah, there was ham and there was turkey, there was caviar and long tall glasses with wine up to yar. And then somebody grabbed me, threw me out of my chair. Said before you can eat, you gotta dance like Fred Astaire. You know I can't dance, you know I can't dance. I don't seek entertainment, just poultry and game. But if it's all the same to you, then yes, I will try my hand. If you were as hungry as me, then I sure you will understand. Now wait a minute. Of course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
We opened up tonight with Bob Dylan from his 1967 album, John Wesley Harding, I Am a Lonesome Hobo. After that, we heard The Hobo Song by John Prine from 1978. Followed that with Old and In the Way, and there, The Hobo Song, they did live, 1973. After that, it was Hobo Bill's Last Ride, 1962, done by Hank Snow. Then we had David Bromberg covering Jerry Jeff Walker's Mr. Bojangles from his 1972 album, Demon in Disguise. And we ended up the set with Long Tall Glasses, Leo Sayer from 1974. Well, we had some fun with that set, and we're going to have fun with the next one too. You know, there are hobos, and then there's the other end of the spectrum. We have kings, and that'll be our next subject. It's good to be the king.
Well, I'm a king, babe, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king, babe, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, buzz a while. when your man is gone.
out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old. With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room.
They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. There's something in that music that I love to pick and sing. When the band starts playing, you can hear them fiddles ring. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. When I hear that steel guitar, it makes me feel so proud. Pretty girls a-dancing, just listen to that crowd. From Tennessee to Texas, when they hear me do my thing, they call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. Find me on the bandstand almost every night. anywhere there's beer and wine and the flashing neon lights. They do-si-do to the Cop Night Joe and even do the bucking wing. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. When I hear that steel guitar, it makes me feel so proud. Pretty girls are dancing, just listen to that crowd. From Tennessee to Texas, when they hear me do my thing, they call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing. They call me Mr. Honky Tonk, the king of western swing.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
I stood here before inside the pouring rain. The water circles running round my brain.
Welcome back, people. Our second set opened up with the fabulous Rolling Stones from their 1964 debut album with I'm a King Bee. Followed that with I'm Your Kingpin. That would be Manfred Mann from 1966. Then we had B.B. King along with Eric Clapton from their 2000 collaboration Riding with the King. After that, we had King of the Road from Roger Miller, 1964. Hank Thompson gave us the King of Western Swing. The year was 1966. And we ended up our set with King of Pain, The Police, done in 1983. And before we get back to the music, we're just going to run by some things that we think you need to know. That being that we still have our website out there, Radio Free Bongo, at radiofreebongo.tripod.com. Check it out. We have our set list there. Some other interesting things that you can look around and catch. And you'll also find our favorite links page. Please take a look at that. On that, you'll find Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, still going strong with 100-plus podcasts. Check them out. You're going to like it. We also have The Randy Bone Show, live, WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, Sunday nights, starting at midnight and going on until the wee hours. Give it a listen. I'm sure you're going to like that one, too. Let There Be Country, our fabulous friend Barry Sheffield, has it Let There Be Country show. Tuesdays, he lets Jess Mazzella run the show from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. On Thursday, Barry takes the reins himself from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern and playing some real good country music, some old stuff. He tries to find some real obscure things that you haven't heard from a while, and I think you're going to like it. So check him out. Give it a listen. All right, then. We have discussed the Kings. And now we're going to talk about the real power behind the throne, the Queen.
I'm some Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Ebony cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. And then again, incidentally, she was in that way. Forgot she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class,
you're absolutely right. She's trying to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. You recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
one more. But some days I'm mighty glad we send a kid to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix.
Okay. We opened up our third set with the Rolling Stones again, this time from the Get Your Ya-Ya's album of 1969, recorded on Thanksgiving night. And I had the pleasure of being there as they did Little Queenie, a Chuck Berry cover. After that, we had Boogie Queen, Doug Kershaw, from 1989. Then we heard The Byrds, from 1971, with Tiffany Queen. That was followed by Mississippi Queen, Leslie West, Felix Pappalardi, and Mountain, from 1970. We then heard from the group Queen, with their 1974 hit, Killer Queen. And we ended up with Jody Miller, doing her comeback to Roger Miller's song, which we heard earlier, King of the Road, with Queen of the House, which she also recorded in 1964. Okay, we're about finished for tonight, but I want to send a song out to a buddy of ours who's kind of missing. We're talking about the one and only Melvin Hasselhoff and Pfeffer, friend and sometimes radio co-host of Randy Bone on the show. Now, we understand that Melvin got himself in a little bit of trouble. First, there was that altercation with Randy that put him in the hospital for a little while. Then there was the rehab, which we hear he bolted and is on the lam somewhere in the United States. We don't know quite where. But we're going to send a song out just for Melvin. We know this is his favorite, and maybe this will bring him in from the cold. Yes, we're talking about Melvin's greatest band ever, ABBA. And the song, Dancing Queen, from 1974. So, Melvin, please come home. Take care, all. We'll see you next time.